With the economic troubles, not many people are racing out to buy boats these days, but the show must go on at one of the largest powerboat exhibitions in the country. And as NPR's Jenny Gold reports, people there are still dreaming of their next big purchase.
Consumer spending is down, unemployment is rising. But here at the Annapolis Powerboat Show, you wouldn't know it. The docks are lined with shiny new boats of all sizes. The sun is bright, the visitors look happy, and America's economic woes feel miles away. Ken Bell and Donna Salerno are here, lounging inside a $150,000 cruiser.
Our IRAs just went down 40%, it's all relative.
Bell says after that, a boat show is just what he needs.
When things get down, you need something to lift you up, and maybe it's a new boat. Give you some enthusiasm, about life and what's ahead for you,
But Bell isn't buying, at least not yet. Right now, it's just a fantasy.
What were you guys doing when you were you pretending that you owned this boat when I came down here?
Yeah, we were doing pictures.
Take our picture. This is our new boat. Yeah.
Apparently, they're not the only ones enjoying the daydream. Attendance at the boat show is down 15% from last year, but the docks are still crowded. For a $16 ticket, you can admire all the latest and greatest boats on the market today. Check out a $20,000 powerboat, or even stroll through a $1.7 million yacht. 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a big flat-screen TV, and a washer-dryer. But very few people at the show are actually buying.
I'm just interested to see what's out there.
No, we're not buying anything. We're just looking. We have no money, really.
Looking now to get ideas.
And no surprise, the boating industry is struggling. Industry-wide sales for powerboats are down at least 23% since last August. Manufacturers across the country are laying off workers and shutting down plants. Many of the sellers here at the show are also feeling the effects. John Jedry's company has slashed prices as low as possible. A few people are buying, but Jedry says sales are still lower than at last year's show.
We're a little leery about the economy, and it's kind of hard getting some loans on some of them. So we're doing the best we can.
The lenders here at the show insist there is money available. Dale Bunce of Scott Financial says the odd thing is that people just don't seem to believe it.
And they're even coming to our booth and asking us, do we have money to lend? That's how unsure they are of the industry. I've noticed a couple booths that service companies like us have a sign that says, yes, we do have money to lend.
As always, some people find opportunity in a downturn. Jamie Wells says his business has never been better. Wells sells trailers to haul small boats.
I've sold 11 out here. Now, that's more than I've ever sold at any boat show in the country right now.
He explains that a trailer is a good choice for people who can't afford to keep their boats in a marina anymore.
You can spend $3,000 to get a boat trailer and never have to pay another fee on it.
Put it in your backyard.
Put it in your backyard.
One of the things I've found is that there's always a bright side to anything if you really look for it.
That's Ed Hartman, the 81-year-old owner and president of the company that puts on the Annapolis show. He's very much aware of the industry's hard times, but he's also confident. He's sure that before long, people who are here daydreaming will be ready to buy.
It's the best time in the world to buy a boat because they're making great deals. And the bay is just as lovely now as it was before the stock market went down.
And with that kind of asset, he says, the tides of the boating industry are bound to rise again. Jenny Gold, NPR News.